Chapter 4, Do Not Judge. One of the most infamous sayings sinners, including, quote, saved sinners, use is, do not judge. Why? They are in sin and don't want to be reproved. They enjoy their wicked, selfish sin way too much and truly hate God. The biggest culprits? The professing Christians sitting in the church pews on Sunday. I can't remember how many times I have heard, judge not, that ye be not judged. End quote. Matthew 7:1 is quoted out of context by sinners, especially, quote, saved sinners, who tremble when someone preaches against sin, especially their sins. It's truly mind-boggling to hear people get incredibly upset when you give them clear Bible verses that call for holiness, like Hebrews 12:14. Quote, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. End quote. Matthew 7:1 in context, which is verses 1 through 5, clearly teaches how one is to judge after they have first judged themselves. Jesus commands righteous judging in the boundaries of his moral law. Judging is true love as you care for someone's lost soul. Over 700 times in the Holy Bible, the word judge and its various forms, judging, judges, judgeth, judgment, etc., is used. There's an entire book called Judges, which was written at a time when God raised up judges to lead his people. We are going to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that God expects his people to judge. You are sinning and unloving if you don't. Judging displays godly love in action. Before you judge others out of love, you have to have judged yourself first. The beam must be taken out of your own eye before you judge to try to get the mote out of your neighbor's eye. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 30 and 31 say, quote, for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we judge ourselves, we should not be judged. End quote. If you are a true Christian walking holy and biblically perfect, then you belong to and are a child of God. If you refuse to judge yourself first as a child of God, then your God will surely judge you. If you are committing sins of commission, doing what God forbids or does not authorize, and or sins of omission, which is failing to do what God what is good and commanded, he will find you guilty. When you neglect to judge yourself, you will face troubles in this life as God judges you. Jesus said in Matthew 7, verses 4 through 5, quote, or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, first cast the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. End quote. A good judge will never fail to judge himself. In fact, you can't be a righteous judge if you are not living holy. You would be nothing more than a hypocrite. Many professing, quote, Christians wrongly believe a saint is to never judge. Yet everyone, even sinners, judges every day of their life. In fact, it's downright hateful not to judge someone's fruit or their works. Matthew chapter 7, verses 16 and 17 says, quote, you shall know them by their fruit. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree brings forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. End quote. How can you tell if someone's fruit is good or bad? You must judge, examine, test, inspect. The only way we can help someone and lovingly call them to repentance is to recognize they are in sin. How? By judging. The Bible, which is God's word, even commands us to judge, but we must judge righteously. Let's put our feelings, emotions, and opinions aside and see what the Bible says. That is the number one authority, not ourselves or false teaching handed down for generations or the lies taught in seminary or Bible school, which are abominations. The father of lies does not want you to judge because he knows that judging righteously pleases God as we obey his commandments. Someone says, quote, many ask, should we judge individuals? End quote. 100% yes. Paul rebukes the Corinthians for not judging. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 11 through 13. quote, "But now I have written unto you to not keep company if any man that is called a brother be a fornicator, or covetous, or an idolater, or railer, or drunkard, or an extortioner, with such person do not eat. For what I to do to judge them that are without? Do you not judge them that are within? But them that are without God judges. Therefore, put away from among yourselves that wicked person." End quote. Paul is in big trouble for misleading his Christians, so says the do not judge heretics. He unequivocally tells them to judge people, which is righteous and loving. How can we obey commands like Romans 16, 17, and 18, 2 Corinthians 6, 17, 2 Timothy 3, 5 through 6, 1 John 4, 1, etc., if judging people is wrong? God has greatly contradicted himself, thus his words cannot be trusted if a Christian can't lovingly judge. Notice Malachi chapter 3, verse 18, quote, "Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serves God and him that serveth him not," end quote. Wow, it's surely not wrong to judge, saith the Lord. Look at Revelation chapter 2, verse 2, quote, "I know thy works, and thy labor, and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear which are evil. And thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars," end quote. Do you really think the Lord would be pleased with these Christians if it was wrong to judge? No way. How can you find someone a liar if you can't judge? How can you call your sinful neighbor into his marvelous light if you don't judge? It's impossible. Judging property to love thy neighbor honors God. Ignoring this ignores the entirety of Scripture. God expects us to judge as it's true love for one's eternal soul. God clearly commands Christians to judge. Psalm chapter 37, verse 30 says, quote, "The mouth of the righteous speaks wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment," end quote. A true Christian will not refuse to judge and will not speak against those that do. He will delight in righteous judgment. Amos chapter 5, verses 14 and 15, quote, "Seek good and not evil, that you may live. And so the Lord, the God of hosts, shall be with you, as you have spoken. Hate the evil, love the good, and establish judgment in the gate. It may be that the Lord God of hosts will be gracious unto the remnant of Joseph," end quote. You love the evil and hate the good if you don't judge. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 15 says, quote, "He that justifies the wicked and he that condemns the just, even they both are an abomination to the Lord," end quote. Don't warn the wicked, don't warn the sinner, then their blood is on your hands, so saith the Lord. Ezekiel chapter 33, verses 8 through 9, quote, "When I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die. If thou dost not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. Nevertheless, if thou warn the wicked of his way to turn from it, if he does not turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul," end quote. Don't lose hope in judging. Most won't hear you as few enter heaven, and there must be a, quote, falling away first before Jesus returns. We will discuss in detail this great falling away in a later chapter. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 3 says, quote, "Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition," end quote. Are you spiritual? Then you must judge all things. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 15, "But he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged of no man," end quote. Evil men, sinners, do not understand judgment. seekers of God do. Proverbs 28 verse 5 says, quote, "Evil men understand not judgment, but they that seek the Lord understand all things," end quote. We must be constantly abiding in Christ, be in the Word, and have our swords sharp at all times. Solomon received his kingdom, and he asked God for wisdom and discernment to judge. 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 9, quote, "Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this thy great people?" End quote. Pray for wisdom and the ability to judge righteously. James chapter 1, verse 5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. He that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. End quote. Never judge things that you don't have authority to judge. Don't become a hyper-legalist. We're to never rush to judgment. Colossians chapter 2, verse 16 says, quote, "Let no man therefore judge you in meat, or in drink, or in respect of an holy day, or of the new moon, or of the Sabbath days," end quote. These should not be great issues today. Jewish ceremonies, a ceremonial law, not moral law, are not required for Gentile Christians. See Acts chapter 15. So these things are only an issue if someone wrongly makes them a requirement, since he is contradicting God's judgment on this manner. Again, see Acts chapter 15. Never have respect of persons, as we described in an earlier chapter. Never, ever hold back loving judgment. Proverbs chapter 24, verses 23. Quote, "These things also belong to the wise. It is not good to have respect of persons in judgment," end quote. We are to treat everyone fairly without respect for friends or family members. A righteous judge is never influenced to any outer influence. Isaiah 42:1 and also Isaiah 42:19 through 21. Never rush to judgment. Have all the facts before you pass judgment. Jeremiah chapter 5 verse 1 says, "Run ye to and fro through the streets of Jerusalem, and see now, and know, and seek in the broad places thereof, if ye can find a man. If there be any that execute judgments, that seeks the truth, and I will pardon it," end quote. A true judge seeks the truth and gathers as many facts as possible. On the other hand, don't hold back judgment if the sin is apparent. Be merciful when you judge. Jesus states in Matthew chapter 7, verse 2, "For with what judgment you judge, you shall also be judged. And with what measure you meet, it shall also be measured unto you again," end quote. One reaps what they sow, Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 through 8. Quote, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, he shall also reap. For he that sows to his flesh shall reap of the flesh corruption. But he that sows to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting," end quote. Don't be unbiblical and too harsh in judging others unrighteously, as God promises the same judgment will return to you. We must remember, although we shall never compromise or sugarcoat the word of God, he has been very merciful to us, even though we did not deserve it. A good loving rebuke surely is commanded to the stiff-necked. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 20 says, "Them that sin, rebuke before all, so that others may also fear," end quote. And wounds heal. Proverbs 27, chapter 6 says, quote, "Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful." Of course we should exercise biblical mercy towards others as you try to reconcile them to Jesus. Yet remember that many abuse God's mercy. God in his merciful dealings with people never forsakes judgment and thus never overlooks people's sins. That would be hate, which most professing Christians practice. No one can truly be reconciled to Jesus without true repentance from sin. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 13 says, quote, happy is the man that fears always, but he that hardeneth his heart shall fall into mischief, end quote. Our wicked generation is perfectly explained in Isaiah chapter 59, verse 8. It says, quote, the way of peace they do not know, and there is no judgment in their goings. They have made them crooked paths. Whosoever goeth therein shall not know peace, end quote. There is no peace for those who refuse to judge. In fact, this is the age of humanism and, quote, live and let live. Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10, quote, now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment, end quote. If judging is wrong, how can the Holy Spirit inspire Paul to make such a statement? That's impossible. Paul continues to clarify this command in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 15, quote, but he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged of no man, end quote. It's not sinful to judge. Judging is a command that righteous Christians obey. Lastly, most professing Christians today would call John the Baptist all kind of derogatory names, like judgmental, hateful, uncaring, cold, legalistic, proud, self-righteous, etc. And they would want to have nothing to do with him. Yet, Jesus said about John in Luke chapter 7, verse 28, quote, for I say unto you, among those that are born of woman, there is not a greater prophet than John the Baptist. But he that is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he, end quote. John the Baptist, like 11 out of the 12 apostles, got slaughtered for loving others by calling them out of sin unto repentance. The 12th apostle, John, was boiled in oil before being exiled to the island of Patmos, where he received the book of Revelation. Are you loved or hated by the world? This will dictate whether you are currently saved or not. Judging is not only loving, it's holy and commanded. Now, the Westboros and other, quote, street preaching railers are hated for unrighteous reasons, and their end will be with the heathen that they, quote, preach to. They are double-minded, hypocritical sinners, preaching to sinners. 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 13 through 17 says, quote, and who is he that will harm you, if ye be followers of that which is good? But and if ye suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye, and be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you for a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear, having a good conscience that, whereas they speak evil of you as evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse you of your good conversation with Christ. For it is better, if the will of God be so, that you suffer for well-doing than for evil-doing. End quote.